Jerusalem. I'm Marie Corsetti, Fox News. The president is visiting Israel as part of his trip to the Middle East.
The marquee stop of this Middle East visit is going to be in Saudi Arabia. President Biden is expected to ask OPEC leaders gathered there to pump more oil. That is an issue the White House bills as energy security. White House officials and the president have been taking a lot of heat because of MBS's questionable human rights record. But officials don't have to worry about a photo of the president shaking hands with MBS because he's not going to shake hands with anybody. Not in Saudi Arabia, not here in Israel. White House officials are apparently saying that is because of concern about COVID.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Meanwhile, AAA says the average gas price in the U.S. is around $4.63 a gallon, while in Mexico, the average is just over $3. This now causing crossings on both sides of the U.S. southern border.
Mexican leaders admit there is a problem with what's going on the border, and so now they're pledging to spend $1.5 billion of their own money to improve infrastructure and security in processing on their side of the border. But Mexico's leader says he's also seeing an uptick in the number of Americans going into his country to fill up their gas tanks, especially as prices in Mexico could be significantly cheaper than what drivers in states like California are paying.
Fox's Mark Meredith. And this is the Consumer Index report shows year-over-year inflation increased again for the month of June.
The June CPI report really got in the way of the focus on what the U.S. is doing to help Israel with its security and defense. 9.1% year-over-year, the highest in 41 years and way higher than the 8.8% that was expected. President writes, while today's headline inflation reading is unacceptably high, it is also out of date. Energy alone comprised nearly half of the monthly increase in inflation.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. President Biden has blamed inflation largely on COVID-19 and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But Republican critics argue the president's energy policies are slowing down American production. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A New York beach is closed again after a second shark bite incident in less than a month.
The incident happened early Wednesday morning. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone said a shark bit a surfer at Smith Point Beach.
About a 4-inch gash in his leg.
The surfer said it was a tiger shark. He was treated at a hospital. This comes less than 2 weeks after a lifeguard at the same beach was bitten. U.S. shark bite reports are rising. The International Shark Attack File reported 47 incidents last year, up from 33 in 2020.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Meanwhile, a woman in Hollywood, Florida, went to use the bathroom Saturday night and found what she calls a thing looking at her from the toilet.
The thing? An iguana. The reptile couldn't seem to get itself out of the toilet, so she called a wildlife removal service. They came and removed a Mexican spiny tail iguana from its porcelain throne that they say was taking up most of the bowl. Males can get up to 18 inches long, with tails that can also get up to 18 inches long. Iguanas apparently aren't native to Florida, despite being common there. The iguana's rescuer says they've removed several iguanas from properties in South Florida this year.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. And the Beagle Freedom Project says it's a great feeling to save a life, and you can help.
Beagles of all shapes and sizes. 4,000 beagles will be up for adoption in Virginia to save them from the Envigo Breeding and Research Facility. After a federal judge approved the rescue, repeated inspections of the facility over 2 years found beagles sick, underfed, in some cases dead. Some put down instead of being treated for injuries. 300 beagles died there in just 6 months. Envigo works with a big biotech and pharma companies. Its website says it breeds healthy, well-socialized animals. Now the Humane Society helping federal authorities treat, spay, neuter thousands of beagles by late August and find them forever homes.
Fox's Therese Crowley. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.